there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you look at this chapter closely, it's talking about the security of the believer. Religion does not believe in the security of the believer. Religion is hung up on the fact that if they do and they do and they do and they don't, then they're dead. But Christ, as we saw in our first message, has done it all. It's a finished work. And through the blessed Holy Spirit, He leads us to repentance and faith through illumination and regeneration. So we're saved by the grace of God. And so you, the Scriptures boldly complain that so the theme of this chapter is the security of the believer that in verse 39. Look how it ends. For I am persuaded. In other words, I'm fully assured, I believe, based upon the Holy Spirit and God. No separation. So we are only secure in our Savior. So we can take assurance as believers that we are another name told under the flesh. So this is a glaring confirmation. And don't you know this morning, blessed believer, that our hearts should be in tune with heaven, that we should be it's not only a grand and royal proclamation, but it is an utter we are at the foot of God. We got to be at this He never raised from the dead. Listen, this is good. He was raised out from among the dead. Never died. He raised a little girl from the dead. He raised a This is a grand and glorious proclamation, a bold statement. Jesus Christ, our Lord. No condemnation, now or never. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self gave his own body on the tree, that we should live under righteousness. Not live and die and not. And take everything, but He ever intercedeth to the Father for his children. This is not just a now statement. This is an eternal verse. So let's consider some things about this statement. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So first of all, this is a no condemnation. You know, back when I was a young boy, for weeks and weeks and weeks, they searched for this little girl that was kidnapped. And the man had killed her. They wouldn't pay the ransom. And they finally captured him. I remember being able to watch on television him dying in the gas chamber. Keep that in mind. He died. I think he lived 9 minutes from the time they turned the gas on until he succumbed. In the mountains of eastern Kentucky, there was an awful man. His name was John Smith. Even when I was a boy, they were not hanging to a scaffold in the backyard of the courthouse in Breathitt County, Kentucky. John Smith hanged for his crimes. And my grandfather was there when they hanged him. He said he never had any remorse. They asked him if he had remorse when they started to hang him. He said, absolutely not. But you know something? These men died. And all of sand. See that? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20, if you will. Look at the future of those that die. Revelation chapter 20. In verse 12. And I saw this is what did you know Scripture revealed to us that every sin, every transgression shall receive the just recompense of reward? You know why? Because they're all Notice, 13. And the sea gave it divine law. Divine judgment. All people say, but I don't. Well, so you don't. But does that change the truth of it? I've asked this many times. Question. Does that change the temperature of hell by 1 degree because you don't believe it? Nope. Nope. And look at this. What happened to these? And that on forever and ever. And you know what Revelation 14 says? And they have no rest day or night. Forever. In heaven, there's nothing. In heaven, there's one eternal night of blackness and darkness forever. But I take children away to be liberated from divine bondage. Salvation. The new sin is canceled. Sin is forgiven. Understand that. When we say forgiveness of sin, to the divine look in John chapter 3, if you will, and verse 18. He that believeth on him, but he because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In Hebrews 8, for the worst that we've done to His Son in sin. Know that. Understand that. The sins and iniquities are forever. No more. See, I'm telling you. You know, I worked on the fire department for 12 years. I never had that happen, thank God. But do you think for one instance that I would go into a house with an air tank and all my turnout gear on and walk into the burning flames and here's the first Oh, Mr. Foreman, that was a close call, wasn't it? You think that'd be the right thing? I don't think so. Who's saying they're saved? I don't see that. I don't understand that. It's enough. In 1 John 3:14, we know from death unto life. We know that. The Spirit now bears witness to that. And Luke, I think it's the 14th chapter, maybe like verse 26 or 28. Understand that this morning. The Supreme Judge has. And we need to understand that. Ours is that eternal condition, present condition, and it's the saints' blessed position. It's not just that I've made a profession of faith. It's not just that I read my Bible. It's not just that I got baptized. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And read with me. You know, anybody who make it to heaven. I think there's only one because I'm a good person. You know what that is? That's self-condemnation. Verse 29, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him, that's our position. But we will talk. The declaration of God said to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But officially, we're in Christ. There's an official declaration. That we Look with me in Ephesians, if you will. Ephesians, this is God's Word. This is right here in the Bible, my King James Bible. If you believe the Bible, look at this and believe it. It's what? We said that God the blessing. Having predestined according to the good pleasure of His will. What did we find in them? Neither shall they die in draw us by the blessed Holy Spirit and makes it official. That's the practical part of it. You know, the only way can be removed from you is through forgiveness. Through the means that God has provided. So we in Christ officially. We the same God who in Christ through the Holy Spirit working effectively in the Christ. I like to read scriptures when I preach these messages. Look in John chapter 6. See, this scripture It's up. As it goes on. Verse 64. But. Oh, that little word, but. There's a conjunction that goes in between 63 and 64. That the of you. No, believe not. How sad. How sad. The Son of God is in Christ by faith. Turn with me to Ephesians. Chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to go back to where we left off in our previous message. Verse 5. Even what was our message? No condemnation. What was the end of that chapter? No separation. And he ate. That's our position in Christ. Eternal life. Eternal salvation. Eternal. And when he came, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For none of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not seeing grace, salvation, and faith, and repentance are the gift of God to us. See, the same God is in Christ by faith. Remember in the Gospels, you have the account of the faith works and grace. Works and grace. Where do you stand this morning? In this person. In this personal work of salvation. On his chest, his head cast down, he cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What do you want to be this morning? You want to be that self-righteous Pharisee, or you want to be that poor old publican who had nothing to offer God except the life that was ruined by sin. You know what the Bible says about those two? I hope you notice this. I hope you take this to heart. It says the publican went down to his house justified rather than the other. Which position you want to take this morning? You can't have both. You can't mix law and grace. You can't mix goodness and salvation by the gospel. It's all of one. And in that position, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And no separation for now and forever. Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful truth as this morning. Lord, that we stand this morning proclaiming long and loud that grace made a way for me. Grace makes a way for others. And I pray if there's one that's hearing this message, that they would be among those others that come. Be like that publican. Cry out for mercy as the Holy Spirit of God speaks to your heart. Shows you your lost condition. Don't be like that publican who went home self-satisfied. Oh, God, just bless the message in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Andy.